You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Most writers and radio show hosts know that to connect with your fans, you need to do more than just write books or record the latest podcasts. There are many different elements that go into forming an online platform, but there are also many hidden traps. To make matters worse, solid advice on how to survive the muddy waters is scarce. In the book Hidden Traps, I talk about some of the important issues of working with an online platform, highlighting traps that could put your physical or internet security at risk, or be harmful to your reputation. Are your social media posts just links with a few disjointed words making you look like someone who can't complete a sentence? Did your new website cost you more than you anticipated? Are you leaking your personal contact details across the web without even knowing it? Then you need Hidden Traps. Hidden Traps is now available in paperback and ebook from a variety of retailers, including Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Kobo. Visit blackwolfpublications.com for more details.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just text FINANCE, FINANCE, to 357-911 right now to get started. That's FINANCE, FINANCE, to 357-911. Auto financing the easy way. Text FINANCE to 357-911.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm. But even then, he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
At St. Jude, a family never sees a bill at all. It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Sometimes writers feel lost, unsure why a passage may not be working. takes another set of eyes to help us nurture our writing into full maturity. At Black Wolf Editorial Services, we strive to enable writers to develop and grow, offering manuscript critiques and line edits through a mentoring editorial style. We also offer assistance on generating a writer's bio for your websites. Black Wolf Editorial Services, nurturing your writing into maturity. For a full list of services, visit blackwolfeditorial.com.
You're listening to the Spark Radio Network, internet radio like you've never heard before. Innovation, creativity, and imagination are all said to begin with a spark. So fasten your seatbelt and take the ride of your life and listen for the spark.
Swinging for the fences, it's like this heart is defenseless against a passion that's pumping through my veins. Blood, sweat, tears, it's a calling, and if I can't walk, then I'm crawling. It might flicker, but they can't kill the flame.
Hello, folks. Good evening. This is Rick Robinson. We are about 60 seconds away from the beginning of the America Off the Rails show. It's been a while. I know I've actually been taking some extended time off. I've taken a few shots here and there, and they haven't come out the way I'd hoped, and I've kind of been deciding how much longer I wanted to keep juggling this, but the good news is I've decided I can't give up the fight. So we're going to start the show off here in just about 60 seconds, so don't go away. No point in continuing the pity party, anything like that. We're just going to get straight in. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-9050. That's 800-610-9050. 800-610-9050.
Keep on doing what you do, Rick. You're my favorite host.
Favorite host.
I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
All right, folks, welcome to the program. I am Rick Robinson. We are live right now on KLRNradio.com, where liberty and reason still reign. We do this thing every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and once football season is over, probably Friday. But right now, that's it. We're doing this show 3 days a week. I gave up the 8 o'clock time slot to bring in FUBAR again. Now, starting not this week, but next week, I may. Again, I say may because I'm really debating. But I'm already here from like 7 to 9 anyway, producing for other folks, so I'm thinking about grabbing the 9 o'clock Wednesday slot, but it also depends on how exhausted I am by the time I'm done. So that's going to be an as-I-feel-like-it kind of thing, so it's not going on the calendar. You guys may occasionally get a Wednesday show, you may not, so I'm not making any promises on that one way or the other. I kind of feel like I owe you guys an explanation for the regular fans, the ones that tune in all the time, because I had somebody who said that they listened to me sometimes, and I was trying to be a smart butt, and I said, only sometimes, and they said, well, you're not on all the time. And then I realized how much I haven't really been on lately, and I feel like I owe you guys an explanation. For those of you who haven't been following along, I actually got a chance to fill in over on KOKC 1520 AM. I did a total of 5 shows over there, and actually I came really, really close to getting the morning show. I did not get it, however. It was going on so long that at one point I really started feeling like that was where God wanted me to be. So when it didn't happen, I took it really hard. I'm not even going to pretend to lie. I cried. I mean, I know it's not cool for, you know, big macho alpha male types to admit they cried, but I cried. I've cried off and on for a couple of weeks because it'll just hit me out of the blue. And it's not because, I mean, look, this is what I want to do. I would do this full-time for free if I could find a way to make sure my family still had a house and food and a car. I would. Because it's what I want to do. I feel like it's what I've been called to do. But I have done some really big soul-searching the last few weeks because I just hit this wall and I'm like, God, you kicked this door open for me. You're the reason it happened. So was this just a way for me to see, oh, this is what I could be doing, and then you take it away from me, or what's the plan? I mean, I don't know about the rest of you, but I don't pull punches with God. Some people do, I don't. When I'm mad at God, I tell him. It's not like he doesn't already know anyway. So I had a talk. I'm like, God, I don't get it. I did everything that I thought you wanted me to do, and I still didn't make it to the finish line. But God, in the way that he does, because he doesn't usually come straight out and say things, he kind of smacked me upside the head and said, this wasn't supposed to be about you. Remember, you told everybody this wasn't about you. This was about you using a platform for as long as I allowed you to have access to it, to see if you could even change the heart of one person. And I gotta tell you, that hit me like a ton of bricks, because that was always my mantra. And it's funny, because that was the pastor's message yesterday at the church that my family and I attend, and my family and I are involved in making sure the services go off, things like that. I'm not going to give you all the details, because I kind of feel like I'm bragging when I do that, and that's not the point. But that was his message yesterday, was for the one. And I kept telling myself, when I started this, that was what I said. That was what I said I wanted. No hype about listenership, numbers, sponsors, where the show goes, where it doesn't go. None of that. My goal was to make sure that I impacted just one person. Because even if I could just impact one person and help them find a way to feel motivated to get involved, then I was changing the world. And I feel like this was God's wake-up call for me, that I lost sight of that. Because I was making it about me, even though I didn't realize it. Because everybody was telling me how good I was and how great it sounded. And I started puffing out the chest. And then God reminded me, this was never supposed to be about you. So that's where we're refocusing. I don't care about any of it anymore. I will put my show anywhere that they let me have my show. I will do my show as many nights as a week as I can get my butt up and put myself in a chair in front of a microphone to do my show. That's not the issue. But I've got to stop making it about trying to chase money, because I'm losing the focus too much when I do that. And that's just some inside baseball stuff, so you guys know what's been going on and why I've been so not present for the last few weeks. Not to mention, my life has gone completely crazy. I have a senior son in high school who's playing high school football, is a varsity starter on pretty much every phase of the ball. So I've been doing everything I can to not miss a game. Sadly, I missed Friday's game because I was sick, really, really sick, to the point where I passed out and the wife was trying to text me with updates, and eventually she calls my other son because I wasn't answering my phone, and he comes and wakes me up, and I said, sorry, honey, I didn't even realize I fell asleep. But anyway, we went long on this segment. I basically just wanted to take a second and kind of give you guys a heads up as to why things have been as crazy as they are. I am working on trying to get things back to normal. I'm also working on trying to find ways to next level the stuff that we do here. Speaking of next level, the for immediate release will be up immediately following me. And Bill O'Reilly was actually just featured as a mover and shaker in his local area. So that was a pretty big deal. So talk about people who try to make the shows not about them. Their show should be about them because they are political rock stars. Anyway, we're going to take a break because I'm long on this segment. We will be right back. This is America Off the Rails. I'm your host, Rick Robinson. We've still got plenty of show left. We've got some Kavanaugh kerfluffle, and we've got some unredacted texts coming soon. I wonder how much of a meltdown the left is about to have about some of the news that came out today. Because I got to say, they're probably not very happy about it. We'll be right back, folks.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-9050. That's 800-610-9050. 800-610-9050.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is America Off the Rails. I'm your host, Rick Robinson, and we are live. And I have some questions about this whole Kavanaugh thing. I'm not going to mention her name. I know she's come out publicly, but I don't feel like I should mention her name for a few different reasons. I'm just going to be completely honest. I don't know if he did these things that he's being accused of doing, but I'm not sure. I got to tell you, I don't believe it. I know we're it's the Me Too era, and we're supposed to always side with the women, and that's great, and that's fine if that's what you want to do, but we're talking about stuff that happened 35 years ago. 35 years ago. 35, 36 years ago. You tell me how much of an incident that happened to you 35, 36 years ago are you going to be able to remember? Because I've had some pretty traumatic events in my life, folks. It's not like I'm talking about this from a perspective of somebody that doesn't understand it. I've had some traumatic events in my life. I don't remember very many of it, as far as they go. I remember the as I like to say, the huge brushstrokes. I remember the overview. But I don't remember very many details. And again, we're talking about stuff from 35, 36 years ago, when both of them were children. And I'm sorry, I don't buy it. You're telling me that the highest-ranking Democrat on that committee has had a letter since July. July. And she waited to even say anything about it until after they were ready for a vote. Guys, I know you guys don't understand how this stuff works for the most part. I'm not trying to talk to you like you're dumb, so please don't misunderstand me. I know for a fact we have some of the most highly educated listeners around, so I get that. But what I'm trying to say is a lot of people that don't deal with this stuff on a daily basis, they don't know how it's supposed to work. So she said the main reason she didn't talk about the letter, release the letter, was because she wanted to protect the person's anonymity. There's a really easy way to do that. It's called you make a copy of it. Then you redact all the names. The reason we're using the name redacted is because we're going to be talking about that later in the show too, but for a different reason. So you redact all the names. Then you make copies for everybody on the panel, and then they get to look at the letter. Everybody, whether they've got a D or an R beside their name, get to look at the letter. So then they can determine whether or not there are questions that they have about this letter and the veracity of this letter, and they can ask the potential candidate while he's under oath. Or at least being reviewed. I don't know if he's under... I mean, they keep saying he's perjured himself, so I'm assuming he has to be under oath. If he's perjured himself somehow... I haven't seen any proof of that. It's not me being partisan. That's the thing you guys got to understand. I'm not a fan of the Republicans much more than I am the Democrats. But I'm looking at the process. And I'm looking at the way things are supposed to go. We talked about this on Jen and Rick on Thursday. Not that long ago, the infamous RBG, or the notorious RBG, whatever you want to call her, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, was confirmed 93-3. You can't tell me that at that time there weren't more than three people that were diametrically opposed to her politics? And yet she was confirmed by 93 votes? You guys got to remember, the litmus test for a constitution, for a judge, as far as the Constitution is concerned, or a person, because they don't even have to be a lawyer or judge, anything like that. But for a person to be able to be seated upon the Supreme Court, there's one overarching question: are they qualified? The National Bar Association, in a unanimous decision, says Brett Kavanaugh is qualified. So that's problem number one for me. The folks that understand how this stuff works says he would be great at it. Then we have this mystery person who all of a sudden writes this letter to Congress and says, this happened when I was 15. And he was 17, and he tried to do these terrible things to me. I get it. I really do. We want to try to be this super, uber compassionate type people that want to believe people when they come forward with stuff. And I understand that. Because if we're wrong, we're going to feel like monsters. But there has to be a time when you have to start looking at things logically, not emotionally. This isn't the first time Brett Kavanaugh's been through a confirmation process. Guess who was president the last time Brett Kavanaugh went through a confirmation process? I'll give you three guesses and the first two don't count. You already know the answer, so I shouldn't have to say it. But that's my point. If he was such a terrible person, why did the Democrats appoint him to the position he was at in now? But now he's a monster. And folks, I get it. We're in the Me Too era. We're supposed to believe everybody that comes forward with everything. And now there's an attorney saying that she doesn't have to corroborate anything that she's saying. She should just be, her word should just be taken on face value. So you're going to take the premise of innocent until proven guilty and turn it on its head because it makes you feel good. Because that's bad. Not only is that bad, that's terrible. All right, we're up against a break. This is America Off the Rails. I'm your host, Rick Robinson. Back before you know it.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm. But even then, he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
All right, folks, welcome back. If you haven't heard it yet, that's actually the refrain from Kavanaugh, the newest parody from the Third Rail Ramblers. I do encourage you to go check them out on our speaker page. Ron, that was just for you. I wasn't planning on playing that on the way back in, but I saw your comment in chat and figured, you know, I'd help you grow a little more hair. Same. Actually, I noticed when I was on commercial break, he commented in the chat, every time Al sings, I grow back just a little more hair. So I was like, hey, we'll make Al sing some more. All right, so anyway, welcome back. We're going to probably keep this segment going until the bottom of the hour, so we got a couple minutes. Hang on. Sorry, every once in a while when I have too many tabs open, it decides to go a little bit nuts, and somehow when I'm trying to keep up with everything that's going on, I accidentally open extra tabs with stuff. So anyway, so the whole Kavanaugh thing. Look, guys, I'm just going to be completely honest. Again, I don't buy it. And the idea that the person that's making the accusations doesn't have to corroborate the accusations for there to be consequences is asinine. Because that basically means that anybody now could come in 40 years later and say, well, this one time at band camp, yeah, you guys know where I'm going with that. But anyway, I mean, that's just how dumb this has gotten. Look, this is nothing but a last-ditch effort to try to delay the vote, because this is what's going on. The Democrats are convinced they're going to win back the Senate. Now, look, guys, I'm not a party guy, but I have to tell you, right now, this is basically the choice that you have. Are you going to vote with the party that has brought Trump to the table and has given you tax cuts and has gotten the economy back on track? I mean, if everything that Donald Trump is doing is so bad, why the hell is Barack Obama trying to take credit for it? That's the question you've got to ask yourself. If everything this man touches dies, as a lot of people say, why is Barack Obama going around the country taking credit for, well, you guys know when this stuff, let me be clear, this stuff started under my administration. Really? I nearly went bankrupt under your administration. I lost my company under your administration. I had to start my whole life over again under your administration. And now you want to go around and tell everybody, and you're campaigning for the Democrats and talking about, let me be clear, this all started because of me. You, sir, are a liar and a fool. because I lived it. I still haven't recovered from the mess that you've created. And it saddens me that we have so many people that will listen to the things that you say just because you say them eloquently. And they will judge this president because he talks like an idiot without looking at his results. Look, guys, I'm not a fan of Trump. I have never been a fan of Trump. Don't get me wrong. I would love to get him on this show because I would love to try to figure out how the dude's mind works, because this never should have happened. None of this. He was doing everything short of shooting himself in the foot during the campaign trail, and he still got elected. And he's like the Leslie Nielsen of presidents. Everything that he touches should probably die. But it goes the other direction. And now we have this Kavanaugh mess. And everybody's like, well, the Kavanaugh's a monster. You guys don't know Kavanaugh. You know what the media is telling you about Kavanaugh. I don't know Kavanaugh, but I've looked at his record. I've looked at his results. We've got to stop making things about emotion. They've got to be about results. I don't care who. I'm just going to be honest. If Barack Obama, in the first 2 years of his term, had done everything Donald Trump has done to turn around the economy, I would have voted for him in 2012. And I would have told Romney to get bent. And I probably would have been supporting the repeal of the amendment that only allows a president to run for 2 terms. Because things are really finally starting to turn around. They didn't happen under Barack Obama. They happened under Donald Trump. And they happened largely because of Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump did everything that he could to get a lot of the regulations that were crippling our economy out of the way. If you want to give him negative credit for the Twitter and all that, that's great. But at least call it down the middle. He's the president of the United States. He deserves to be able to have his nominees appointed without having to have a political circus every single time. Every single time. But Rick, what about Barack Obama's appointment during the last year and a half that he was in office? That's not our fault. Biden came up with that rule. And I'm firmly convinced that right now Donald Trump could say, you know what? I remove Kavanaugh from consideration. I'm gonna put up the guy that the Dems wanted. Sadly, for the moment, his name is escaping me. And the Dems would still tear it apart because it didn't happen under their watch. What they're doing right now is delaying, delaying, delaying because they hope that in November they're going to pick up seats. And if they pick up enough seats, they're going to be able to block the rest of Donald Trump's appointments. And they're going to make him put somebody on the calendar that they want to deal with. We have got to learn to start governing like we have a majority. I don't even know why I'm saying we, because I'm a libertarian. But as a former Republican, you guys have got to start learning to govern like you've got a majority. You have the majority in both houses. You have the presidency. Why are you waiting? What are you waiting for? I'll tell you, but you're not going to like the answer. We'll talk about that when we get back. We've got to take a bottom of the hour break. This is America Off the Rails. I'm your host, Rick Robinson. Back before you know it. Stay tuned.
Everyone loves liberty. Our Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
Alright, folks, well, I'm running out of time, so I better kick things into gear so I can get to these last couple of topics I wanted to talk about. Don't forget, up next we have the, well, for immediate release, and then actually there will not be a Jesse's POV tonight. My tweet was an error. I forgot about Yom Kippur, so she will not be live again until Thursday. But so anyway, we have four immediate release coming up right after me, and then tomorrow night we kick things off with, actually, what do we have? The Wentz World Show at 8 Eastern, then we have me at 9 Eastern, and then me and Jen at 10 Eastern, and then, again, no POV. So I don't guess she'll be on most of this week. Don't forget, Wednesday nights we have the Conservative Curmudgeon Radio Show starting at 8 Eastern. One Nation Under Foo with Ordy and Foo at 9 Eastern. And then we have, starting next week, it'll be me at 10 Eastern. And then usually Jess is POV, but I don't think she's coming back till Thursday. That's about all the time I have for programming updates. For those of you that are following along, if you want to give the Spreaker page a like, you'll get an update anytime the show goes live. You can also go to our website, klrnradio.com. We do have a complete programming schedule there. Still working on getting a few things added and updated as we go, but it's pretty close to accurate. So, speaking of pretty close to accurate, this is actually a headline from NBC News, which should tell you exactly how terrified the left is right now. In stunning move, yeah, not just surprising move, interesting move, stunning move, Trump declassifies documents related to Russia probe. The move covers about 20 pages of the warrant obtained to monitor former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page and FBI interviews. They also don't seem to mention the texts that are about to be unredacted as well. In an unprecedented move that stunned current and former intelligence officials, President Donald Trump on Monday ordered the public release of highly classified documents and text messages related to the FBI investigation into whether his campaign conspired with Russia. A statement by the White House press office said Trump had directed the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, ODNI, a highly sensitive, the Department of Justice and the FBI to declassify about 20 pages of a highly sensitive application for surveillance against Carter Page, a one-time Trump foreign policy aide. The documents Trump is releasing reflect a specific request down to the page numbers made by the Republican members of the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees. This summer, justice and intelligence officials had resisted releasing the information on the grounds it was too sensitive. Trump also ordered the agencies to publicly release in full, all text messages relating to the Russia investigation of former FBI Director James Comey, former Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, former FBI employees Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, and current Justice Department lawyer Bruce Ohr, a Russian organized crime expert. Those are all people Trump has criticized as out to get him. So, let me put this in a way that will not get me in any FCC-related trouble for any other affiliates this show might be on. The fit has hit the shan for the left. Because this is what we're about to find out. We're about to find out why and how they were able to get we're not talking about one warrant for Carter Page. These things are only good for 90 days. He was being surveilled through the FISA warrant for a year, which means they had to go back on four separate occasions to get approval. Why is this Ohr thing important? Because Ohr's wife works for the company that was dealing with the dossier. We also now know that Steele was fired by the FBI. You know, he was a consultant with the FBI, but then they fired him. So, why is that a big deal? Because Ohr was still meeting with Steele. And then taking the information that he was getting back to the FBI. So even though the FBI had released him, they were still using information from him. These are the things that are all about to come out. So I ask you, because I know we have some leftists that listen to the show, if Donald Trump was really the Russian doll that everybody says that he is, why would he order the complete and total unredacted version of these text messages and everything indicating why the warrant was able to be accessed without necessarily giving out sources? Why would he allow it to be released? Because we're still not going to get everything, because we can't. They're not going to allow us to see sourcing information. They're not going to allow us to see anything that basically violates their secrets, things like that. But we're going to get a lot clearer picture. So why do you suppose, if Donald Trump was the puppet that everyone seems to think that he is, that he would do this? I think it's because he really does want to get to the truth. And I hate to tell you this, folks, Whether you realize it or not, he's already seen all of this stuff unredacted, so he knows exactly what we're about to get to see. All of it. Because you can't get security clearance higher than his. So, say what you want. I think we're about to finally get some truth laid out up in here. And I don't think the left likes it. I don't think some people on the right are going to like it either. Because, folks, I said this in a group that I'm in on Twitter earlier. Shout out to all you guys, by the way. Shout out Big Guns, in case you're listening. Yeah, that's the name of the group. Don't laugh. It's because we all have delusions of grandeur. Me specifically. But anyway, no, it's a really great group of people. We actually work together to promote things. We've got writers and bloggers and radio personalities and podcasters all in one group, and we work together to push each other's content. We complain. We vent. They've become family. So I don't do that enough, so I just wanted to give you guys a shout-out. I love you guys. Thank you for putting up with me. I know over the last month and a half, I've been an absolute raving lunatic, and for that, I do apologize. Even I realized exactly how crazy I got towards the end of that mess, and I'm just glad you guys are still putting up with me. Anyway, but we've been talking about this for months in that group, and we were wondering, when is this finally going to happen? Because we knew it was going to happen, we just didn't know when. Because Donald Trump was finally going to get tired of all the crap and be like, you know what, let's just put all the cards on the table. Let's let the American people see exactly how it is that you guys say you got from point A to point Z over here and see if it makes sense to them. While we're at it, let's let them look at all of these text messages. Like the one that Strzok put out right after the director got canned and said, we have to do this while McCabe is still the deputy director. We have to push these chargeable claims. Doesn't sound like someone who was being impartial. Doesn't sound much like somebody that was supposed to be upholding the law. Sounds more like somebody that was trying to uphold a narrative. All right, we've got to try to get things back on track because we're a little bit late still. We'll be right back. This is America Off the Rails. I'm your host, Rick Robbins, and I'm going to wrap things up here in just a couple minutes. Got about two more segments left with you. Stay tuned.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
All right, folks, welcome back. So, you know, want to keep going over this whole the redacteds are coming situation. So, Rep. Adam Schiff, Democrat from California, the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, said he had been told the release of these materials could compromise intelligence sources and methods. Rest assured, folks, they're going to try to do their best to make sure that doesn't happen. So that's a non-starter. This is a quoted statement from him. President Trump, in a clear abuse of power, has decided to intervene in a pending law enforcement investigation by ordering the selective release of materials he believes are helpful to his defense team and thinks will advance a false narrative, Schiff said in a statement. That should tell you exactly how worried the Democrats are. They're already trying to spin it. He's only trying to do this because it's going to make him look better. Well, obviously, you must know what's in there. Because if he's as guilty as you say he is, how could anything he possibly allows to be released make his case look better? This is the part that you've got to learn to read between the lines. The fact that they are freaking out right now tells me there's something in there that they don't want us to know about. That's why they've been fighting this tooth and nail. That's why they've been releasing it in pieces. That's why they've been releasing it redacted. And that's why the president finally said, you know what? Enough is enough is enough. After this latest text message that came out where you guys basically said, we got to do this while Andy McCabe's still the director because we've or the deputy director because we've got to get some charges leveled while we can. I think that was, you know, to use a phrase from a friend of mine who does local radio here, Chad Alexander, who I heard this afternoon. He said that was probably one of the straws that broke the camel's back, and I happen to agree with him. Because it was. There's only so much of this that a sitting president is going to take before a barroom brawler like Donald Trump finally says, you know what? You guys have been coming at me and coming at me and coming at me and coming at me. If you think you've got me, then bring it. But let's show the American people what it is you think you've got. And the first thing one of the highest ranking Democrats involved in this says, oh, I call shenanigans because we shouldn't be letting you guys see this information because secrets and blah, blah, blah. Shut up. Just shut up. You guys are talking about Donald Trump's abuse of power. Look at the way you guys have abused power for years. All of you. You have a slush fund, for God's sake, to sweep sexual misconduct under the rug, and you're raking a guy over the coals or trying to because he may or may not have done something inappropriate with a 17-year-old or with a 15-year-old girl when he was a 17-year-old kid that can't really be corroborated now, and according to the people that are defending her, say she doesn't have to corroborate it in the first place. So I agree with Trump. If you think you've got him dead to rights, then bring it. But let us see what it is you think you've got so we can decide for ourselves. You guys should be applauding this. Because if you're right, it's going to let us see your thought process. And it's going to let us see what it is that you think makes Trump a traitor. You should have been happy about this. The fact that you're not tells me everything that I need to know. Tells me he's been right all along. Because if he wasn't right, and we were going to finally get to see this without the black marks, you guys should be dancing in the aisles. Finally, the American people are going to see the truth because the president has agreed to release unredacted information about why we've started this investigation. That should have been your statement, since you're the one calling for it. But instead, I can't believe the president's doing this. He's putting our intelligence gathering apparatus at risk. Shut up. All right, one last break. One last segment after the break. This is America Off the Rails. I'm your host, Rick Robinson. Back in three.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas,
Think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is. If getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500. $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
All right, folks, welcome back. So on break, I happened to, you know, I had the NBC feed up because I was talking about the whole Donald Trump thing. And then I saw this link that says, click here to watch live as SpaceX announces first passenger flight to the moon. So it's only one person. Nobody get excited. They're not like bringing up some passenger space version of a 747 or anything yet. But there is a man who has agreed to pay an undisclosed amount to SpaceX. They did say it was a lot of money, but they said they were not going to disclose the amount. And I didn't see the part that talked about his name, so I couldn't tell you his name even if I wanted to, because since it was a live feed, there was no way for me to back it up. And they haven't put out a synopsis yet, because it's going on while we're talking. But anyway, sorry, I am a space nerd. This has me really, really excited. Because if one person is about to be able to be a passenger around the moon, see, I got excited when they said passenger to the moon. I'm fat. Going to the moon would be great because I'd be a hell of a lot lighter there. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? But anyway, so they are actually doing a passenger flight so far for a passenger of one. They apparently haven't even completed the design of the ship yet that they're going to be using to take this person around the moon, because that's actually what they were just talking about at the SpaceX headquarters, is how this undisclosed amount of money he's going to be paying is going to help them get everything set up the way they want it set up and help finish the craft as well as the booster. So that should tell you right there exactly how much money this guy's about to be paying. I gotta tell you, if I had it, I would do it too. They wouldn't take me because I'm too fat. They'll be like, dude, we're not going to be able to get off the ground with you in here. Stop eating the Big Macs and the Twinkies and you might have a shot. Anyway, we are officially just about out of time. Want to remind you guys, four immediate releases coming up next. They have a really great guest. Actually, have a blue check mark coming on with them. That should tell you exactly how high profile these guys really are. It's been my pleasure sitting in with you guys tonight doing the America Off the Rails show. I will see you guys tomorrow night for both America Off the Rails and Jaren and Rick. And then I will be off Wednesday night to make room for the one and only the Bunny and her Amish partner in crime. And then I'll be back with you Thursday night. And then, unfortunately, the hurricane preempted Robinson and Wright, and due to an away game, there will not be a Robinson and Wright again this week. There will, however, be another repeat, so we don't lose our Spotify and iHeart syndication. So if you want to listen in for some old-school Robinson and Wright, feel free. I got to get out of here, folks. Got somebody coming on right behind us. We'll see you guys tomorrow night. Take care. God bless. And in the words of Bill S. Preston Esquire, be excellent to each other. You guys thought I was going to forget that, huh? See you guys tomorrow.